Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
It's a full set, neon painted, high gloss episode of Fat Mascara.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
I'm Jen.
I'm Jess.
We got a lot going on this episode. We are going to talk about shit millennials like. Mm. Beauty shit, obviously. Then, is tech neck a thing? And we're going to end with a natural alternative to Latisse.
Nice. We also have a sick guest here this week. Bernadette Thompson, nail queen.
Let's get into it. Just hypnotizing, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess is why they're broken. You're so biggie. Jess, I have some fun news to bring you this week.
What you got?
Do you know the site Influencer?
I've heard of it. Can you explain it to me?
Yeah, so you go on and you can test, you can give reviews for products that you like, test products, get free samples. I think it's where marketers go to like test out a new idea and things, but you get benefits out of it.
Oh, that's cool.
But they just did a survey of more than 5,000 of their users, millennial women, about their beauty habits, and it was super enlightening.
So tell me, what do the people want?
Well, maybe you should tell us. Let's see how good of a beauty editor you are.
Oh, I like this.
So one of the questions was, what is your desert island lipstick brand? So we're talking about women, I think it's like 18 to 34.
Okay.
For lipstick, what do you think it is?
Do I get a couple of like choices? Because there's a lot of lipstick brands. Like, that's kind of crazy.
You get one choice. Go.
Urban Decay?
False. Ooh, that was mean. Good guess, though. I think that was like number four or something. But okay. It was MAC Cosmetics.
Oh, you know what? I could see that. I mean, that's all I wanted when I was like, you know, 19 years old.
Yeah, NYX did well. Kat Von D did well. I think she was number three.
I have to say, I'm sensing a theme there because MAC, Kat Von D, and NYX, they all do amazing, like super high pigment colors. And I feel like that's what people want right now.
Interesting.
They don't do like really good liquid lipsticks.
Yeah, it's interesting to me that they're not like mass drugstore brands. P.S. I had a listener say that we needed to define what mass was. They didn't know what mass and prestige was. So when we say mass, we mean drugstore and Target and that kind of thing. And prestige is like department stores and Sephora. So brings me to the second thing I learned, which is what is the only one mascara brand millennials want?
Maybelline.
No, it was CoverGirl.
I suck.
You're not doing so well. Let's do an easier one.
Okay.
How about that? What percentage of women put on makeup every day?
That's, like, totally unfair. That's, like, how many M&Ms are in this, like, jar?
Okay, fine. It was 48%. I thought it would be higher.
I love that women don't feel the need to wear makeup every day. I think that's great.
They also asked people about their favorite shades of makeup, not just brands.
Okay.
So one of them was, what's your favorite nail color? Can you guess what it is?
Pink.
You're right! Ding, 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 ding.
Hallelujah.
All right. See, we're not going to take back your beauty editor license. But there were some really interesting stuff in here. So I actually got to the question about what are some of the trends that you've tried? And I was thinking, oh, well, I'll have tried all of these. That's part of the job, right? So face contouring was number one, highlighting, shellac manicures, bold brows, nail art. These are all things people tried. But I kept going down the list, and I got to these things, and I was like, I have no idea what this is. So I figured I'd ask you.
Okay.
Have you heard of sand art hair?
Oh, I have. It's so pretty.
1% of people have tried sand art hair. What the hell is that?
It's like when you have a lot of different like pastel hues in your hair, and it's kind of ombre.
Why isn't that rainbow hair?
There's a girl at Hearst who has it. Because I feel like it's kind of, I don't know, I feel like rainbow is a little crude. Sand art is, they all kind of melt together.
Are it really?
Yeah.
Like, you give it a name, and then it's, like, cooler.
Yeah.
yeah. And then there was also glitter roots.
Oh, love glitter roots.
It's still going strong.
Oh, my God.
Microblading, which I think we definitely have to talk about in a future episode.
Yeah, stay tuned, guys.
That's the eyebrow trend. And I'll leave you with this one. 2% of people have tried bubble nails.
I just learned what that was. Literally 4 minutes ago, and I'm horrified.
Bubble nails is like when you I knew what that was. That's when you like build up the acrylic to give you like almost like a marble on your tips.
That sounds like you need to like see a doctor. It's so gross.
It kind of looks like it too. But I think the takeaway is that like millennial women are experimenting more than ever with beauty, which is kind of cool. You're still grossed out by bubble nails.
I'm sorry. I need water.
Okay, we're going to redo the survey. We'll do our fat mascara survey, and we'll have some...
Oh, yeah, fat mascara survey.
And we'll have some better questions than that.
Jen, I've got a pet peeve.
Okay, what?
When, like, you walk down the street and everyone is looking down at their phones.
Oh, my God. I am that girl. That's how I cracked my screen last time.
Oh, that's how
I was so busy looking down, I tripped, and, like, it was my own damn fault. Sorry, like, and your pet peeve.
No, I mean, I'm kind of guilty of it too sometimes, but I'm just tired of seeing everyone is always looking down on the subway.
Yes.
Everywhere, like at a dinner party. Meetings. Like
our producer, Britt, right now.
It's crazy. Like, no, like if somebody's looking straight ahead, it's almost like, freak, what's going on?
I see your eyes. What's happening? So how does this have anything to do with beauty,
okay,
though?
Okay, here's the scoop.
What?
Tech neck. Is a thing now because everyone is constantly in this like hideous 45 degree position.
And so what is tech neck?
Tech neck is getting those little like necklace lines, as they used to call it, around the neck. And women are getting them earlier and earlier.
Like the horizontal wrinkles.
Yes.
How am I doing? I'm like stretching my neck right now.
Well, you're stretching so I can't see them, but I'll take a peek later.
I'm just going to keep my chin up forever.
Keep it up.
So what can we do about it?
Well, you can use different creams, they say, but Strivectin, so smart, so ahead of the game, went ahead and they trademarked the term tech neck.
Oh, I know why they did that. They have a really famous neck cream. I've written about their neck cream. It's been around for a while, but it's for like a much more mature customer.
Yeah, the TL Advanced Tightening Neck Cream.
Pat Wexler talked about it on the pod a couple weeks ago, too.
Anything Pat Wexler's using, like...
Well, must be good.
Yeah. So they're doing a lighter one, right?
Oh, right. So it's not as moisturizing, like a more gel formula of it. Oh, for a younger woman. I guess they're seeing more wrinkles in younger women.
I'm actually starting because of, like, I think nobody look, but I'm actually noticing more of those lines on my neck.
Listeners, you can't see, but move away from the
Jess
microphone.
Jess has,
let me
like,
see.
Really serious neck lines.
I don't see.
But. I see it. I notice it. But I'm starting to pay more attention to that area because I'm looking down more.
Mm-hmm.
I've started to take that. It's like a cute little
product
rhyme.
Idea.
What?
What if we got those like neck things that you get when you're in a car accident? And we like Fat Mascara branded them, and so that people would have to keep their chin up when they were texting. We could solve
That's
all the wrinkles.
That's a great idea. A great idea.
Yes. Nobody steal my idea.
If you're not going to get this Trivectin thing right away. You can also use, I heard, your eye cream on your neck because eye creams are formulated lighter, and the the skin under your eyes is the same texture as the skin on your neck.
So if you have a potent anti-aging ingredient, like a peptide or a retinoid or whatever, it's not going to be as strong to irritate your neck. So
exactly.
Use your anti-aging eye cream on your neck.
Yeah. So that's like a good tip. It's a good hack.
Well said. All right, I'm going to try that. And also, we'll just tell everybody to keep their chin up. Jess, have you ever used one of those lash-enhancing serums?
You know, I've been curious about Latisse, but I'm afraid.
Right, the drug the drug version lash enhancer.
Yeah. I know it's FDA-approved, but I have very sensitive eyes.
Yeah, I mean, you're putting a drug right next to your eye. Mm-hmm. For those who don't know, Latisse, it has vimatoprost, which is a prostaglandin. I think it was a drug that was used for, I want to say, glaucoma.
Glaucoma, yeah, and the side effect was their lashes like were like off the hook.
Right. So a company patented it and now you can get longer lashes from it. Interesting fact I learned though when I was doing a story on this back in the day. Before 2007, there were a lot of over-the-counter lash serums that included the same ingredient and it wasn't yet a drug. So when the company that made Latisse came out,
yeah, I feel like there was a boom around that time of like...
Well, you're right. Remember the Jan Marini one that everybody was into and then it was like a whole big scandal because the formula changed? It's because this ingredient became a drug and the drug company was like protecting their patent, so they made everybody stop using it over the counter. So pre-2008 lash enhancers are actually better.
Wow.
But don't use them because they're probably expired at this point. Anyway, it freaks you out. It freaks a lot of people out. Nobody wants to put a drug on their eyes just to get longer lashes.
A side effect is like you can, if your eye color can change, right?
Yeah, especially if you have lighter colored eyes. But I just went to the opening of Credo, which is a new natural store. They have one in San Francisco, but they just opened up one in New York City. And while I was there, I met this couple that launched Plume, which is, I think it's the first all-natural lash-enhancing serum. But tell me if you're making a face
No,
I'm wrong. There's others?
Yeah, there are definitely others. Tell me why Plume is so fab.
Well, no, they had good before and afters, and they're working on their clinicals, and you know how I love a test study.
I know
but,
you like
so
that.
So it doesn't have any drugs, obviously, and it doesn't have any synthetic ingredients, artificial colors, things like that. So it's even safer than mascara, but yet you're still going to have your lashes grow.
Wait, so how does this thing work?
You paint it on, sort of like liquid eyeliner, but it's clear.
Okay.
Twice a day before your mascara and such. It's got aloe and all sorts of herbal goodness in there that conditions and helps your lashes not break. But I haven't tried it yet, but I was thinking.
I see little wheels turning.
No, but why don't we have our producer, Vicky, try it?
She'll try anything.
As long as it's she loves a natural product, too. It says here, you should also take selfies to see progress and because you're gorgeous.
I feel like Vicky is probably like putting coconut oil on her eyelashes.
Well, she's
right going to
stop and she's going to start putting Plume on because I said so. And we'll take some pictures and we'll put them on the website and the gram, I think. And we'll see how it does.
Awesome. Vicky. We are here with the legendary Bernadette Thompson. Bernadette, you basically invented, for our listeners who are unaware, if you've ever worn nail art, it's because of Bernadette Thompson. Bern, thank you for being here.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies, for having me.
We're so psyched you're here. Bern, take us back. How did you like get into nails? How did you start doing them?
You want the truth?
The truth.
Okay. Well, my mom had like really natural, long, beautiful nails. And she would always cut them down and I never understood why. I was very young. So I would take the nails and just ask her to just put them aside for me and I would put them underneath my nail to extend my old nail.
The clippings?
Yes, the clippings of her real nails. So as I got older and I said, Ma, I love nails so much. Why did you always cut your nails off? She said she couldn't hold her joint. So that's why she was always cutting them off.
But it's like a built-in rosebud. I don't know.
No, she couldn't hold it. So, I mean, I've been loving nails since I was a very, very, very young girl. So,
how did you, you know, learn to really do nails? Because there had to be something between that and then doing, you know, half all of the R&B world's nails and then high fashion's nails.
I did go to school, but I had been doing nails about 2 or 3 years before I went to school. So I was doing all my girlfriend's nails. I actually went to full cosmetology school and then I took the additional nail course separately. So I would do all my friends' hair. They were all asking me, Friday night, Saturday night, please do my hair, I'm going to the party. No one ever invited me, but they all wanted me to do their hair. So I put nails on one day just because I was so nice and I couldn't say no. Mm-hmm. But if I had extensions on, at that time, I didn't know how to braid hair with long nails on. So that was my way of saying, absolutely not, I can't do it anymore.
Well, I'll just be a manicurist and then I won't have to braid your hair ever again.
Exactly. And then just, well, of course, then they started all asking me, can you do my nails now? So, but that's how I really started getting into nails. So it was about 3 years before I actually went to school. And I went to school because I wanted to know if what I was doing was the right way.
And was it? What'd you learn? Oh, no.
The nail art, of course. There's no wrong way of doing nail art. If you love it, you like it, whatever, it's fine. But, I mean, the integrity of the nail and you know, the cuticles and properly cutting the cuticles and not pushing back the hypernicium too hard or, you know, those kind of things. And knowing what hands or feet to touch, you know, those kind of things. That's a whole other thing. But, no, school taught me that. And my nail teacher told me, you do horrible nails, Bernadette. The acrylic is too thick. Uh-huh. You file too much. You're not going to be a good manicurist. True story.
Wow.
But you schooled her?
Yeah. I did, I think.
Where was your first nail salon?
It was in what we call now Ghetto Square, but it was Getty Square in the city of Yonkers.
Now, I heard that it was a huge success, obviously because, you know, you knew what you were doing, but also because you had a little something on Fridays called Alizé Fridays. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about that?
Well, one of my customers, it was like a party. It was literally like a party. And I know that now that I do Vogue and big, huge, ginormous celebrities, Gaga and Kim, and it's a whole different level of, you know what I mean, like clientele. But I have to say, like, those were the best years of my life. I'll never forget, like, being in that salon.
Like, that was a
literally
fun party.
Like a party.
Wait, what's Alizé Fridays, and why don't we still have this?
Alizé is like a ghetto
liquor. Well, I know what the drink is.
Oh, okay.
But was it just like free-flowing drinks on a certain day of the week and come get your nails done?
No, one of my customers started that. Joyce, one of my Spanish girlfriends, Joyce, who still wears dark liner on her lips today. I saw her recently. She brought in a bottle of Alizé one night, and she was like, everybody, let's just have a drink and let's just celebrate because all our nails look fabulous and we love Bernadette, whatever.
I love it.
And that just came a tradition. Like, it only lasted 6 months because Mary J. Blige came and swooped me up and I kind of never went back.
Okay, so Mary J. comes and she swoops down on your salon and she, like, takes you away. What happens? I don't understand.
She sent a 16... Well, what happened is her sister, who still also lived in Westchester, came in and got her nails done. So she went to her house and she must have said, who did your nails? And LaTanya told her, Bernadette Thompson. You know, Bernadette did my nails. She's like, Bernadette who? Bernadette Thompson from Yonkers. She's like, oh no, get her down here right now.
Your nails were that good that you did that.
I guess.
That's cool.
What they tell me.
So you went to her house and...
She sent a 16-passenger limousine, but that was... I knew Mary.
Were you just like alone in the limo by yourself?
Yes.
That's like
big,
that's
giant,
an
white
image.
Limo. It was so... And I'm...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence.
Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Like, very shy person, actually. And, like, very, even to this day, like, I don't get all dressed up and fancy.
I love this image of you just, like riding that.
Oh, my God, I'm like, so, hi, and it's, like, me alone in the limo. Yeah, so she sent it, and we, when I got to the door, she was like, bang, I said, Mary. And we, like, partied and talked and did nails and cried and laughed for 3 days.
And I never went back to the salon. Yeah.
Wow. That. So, you know, through Mary J, you met people like, you know, Puff Daddy, like his whole crew, like the whole Bad Boy crew. Did you feel like, holy cow, like I am just like on a rocket, you know, or did you feel like, okay, this was supposed to happen, like this was my goal?
Neither one of those. I think we were all starting at the same time. Mm-hmm. I remember just me, Faith, Mary, all being in one room in Mary's house, and I'm doing nails, and we're all laughing and drinking and talking, and I remember saying, you know, I'm hungry, let's get something to eat, and, like, none of us had money. Like, we were all broke. Like, so we kind of started, so I didn't feel like I was there or getting or on my way to anywhere, because Mary was already my friend. We went to the same elementary school.
You all did it together.
Her. Right.
Right.
Kind of.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Now, when the high fashion world started paying attention to you, what was that transition like? Because that was not your crew.
That was not my crew, but I don't know. Because for me, and I'm always the same, I've always been the same, and when I worked with Gaga for the first time, I was super excited because I was a huge fan of her. Same with Madonna. First time, but very few people get me really excited like that. Yeah. So, like, everybody's the same to me. You know what I mean? Everybody. Like, the person I'll get on the train one day and I'll talk to the person that's sitting right next to me. It could be a bum. It could be, you know, what somebody would consider to be a bum. But, you know, I want to find out, why are you here? Like, I'm going to talk to this person and find out, you know, what's so interesting about this person that maybe no one else would see. But to me, everybody's like that.
Do you think that helped you in fashion?
Absolutely. I don't think I would still be here if I wasn't that way.
You told me a very funny story about how, like, you know, you treated people the same, and it was like you were on set and people were trying to get their nails done, and, like, you weren't, like, you know, trying to, like, figure out who everyone was and, like, putting people in a hierarchy, and you made a very famous photographer wait to get his nails done.
Steven, I love you today. That was Steven Meisel, yes. My first job in advertising was my Louis Vuitton ad, and they wanted some, like, nails that were different, and so I did these crazy nails to match their limited edition bags. So I attribute, like, that to being my first job in advertising. But about maybe 6 months later, my first job in editorial world was my friend, a good friend still today, Paul Cavaco, who brought me on one of his sets. I think it was Vogue years and years ago. And I was doing nails. It was like six models, and I'm just working and doing what I do. And a guy just came over to me and was like, "Can I have a manicure?" And I said to him, I wasn't rude or anything, because I'm not a rude person, no matter what. But I did tell him, "You have to wait. I have like six models here. You have to wait till I'm done. And when I'm done, and if we have time, I'll do your nails, no problem." So he sat there with his hand on his lap for about 30 or 40 minutes. I mean, I was nearly done anyway, but he just sat there and waited. So I was like, okay, I'm done now. Come on, get in my chair or whatever. I said, so what's your name? He said, Steven. Now, I remember reading the call sheet. I didn't see his picture, but I did remember the name in the call sheet. I said, oh, my God. I said, are you Steven myself? He said, yes. I said, well, I have to do a damn good job on these nails. Yeah.
You told me another great story that's kind of similar, and I really want everyone else to hear it. Has to do with a certain designer.
Ah, what happened? Okay. Well, I was on a Little Kim photo shoot one day, and someone named Mark called my cell phone and said, we want you to come and do the Gucci show in Milan, and the show is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, well, I had never been to Milan, but obviously I had a passport already, but I'd never been to Milan before. And so I was just a nervous wreck. And I said to Kim, I said, listen, lady, your nails are dry. You don't need me here. I'm leaving. Tom Ford just called me, or Tom Ford's office just called me, and I have to go. She said, girl, do your thing. Call me and let me know what happens, okay? Mm-hmm. So I left, and I got home, got packed up, got to the airport, missed that flight. So now I'm waiting for the last flight that could possibly get me to Milan on time to do this fashion show. So I'm already stressed out. My first time. Get to Milan. I had a handful of Louis Vuitton luggage, okay? Going to the Gucci show. But that was, yeah, but, you know, that was like my, like I made it. Like I was able to buy Louis Vuitton luggage.
And the world needed to know.
The world needed to know. Yeah. I rolled up in Gucci, not even thinking.
I wouldn't even have thought of that. No, I think I just realized that now.
Okay. Yeah, no, you would have thought of that. That's crazy. And, so some guy walks up to me as soon as I walk into the, because I mean, literally, they were already in hair and makeup. So I just went straight to the hotel. And a guy walks up to me and say, hi, are you Bernadette? I say, yes. I said, are you Mark? And then I could see Pat McGrath from across the room going, like, literally, I could see her in slow motion going, no. And then she got over to us. She said, Bernadette, that's Tom. I said, oh, my God, Tom, I am so sorry. I just got off a flight. He said, I don't give a damn what you call me. Can you do 26 girls in 2 hours? I said, well, I guess I'm going to have to. So I had three Italian assistants that I had never met, never spoke to, didn't know how they did nails or anything. But he wanted a certain style that I always did, like this 50s kind of almond-shaped nail. And he wanted that. So I said to these girls, I didn't know them. They didn't know me. They didn't speak English. I said, you, put the nail on like this. You. Clip the nails on me, like literally.
Like miming out the motion.
Yes. And you file. And so we did it. We got it done. And he walked up to me at the end of the show and said, welcome to the team.
You proved yourself.
I had to.
Oh, that's all right. What a great story. I'm going to make a movie about that. After you made it in the fashion world, you also launched your own line, right?
I did.
How did that come about?
Well, I've been a spokesperson for a lot of brands, mm-hmm. so a lot of people don't even realize that I had been making a lot of colors and, you know, giving ideas on formulas for a lot of companies that are out here and have been out here for a lot of years. They would just call me all the time, and I had a basement in my house full of products. Like, I could have probably an auction or a sale and sell like thousands and thousands of dollars on all these products. I'm like, well, I know that I have a son and he needs to go to college. And I don't think Penn State or UPenn is going to accept these MAC lipsticks. So
could we do it like a trade?
Right. So I think I need to either be taken on as a creative director and get paid, or I'm going to have to do my own nail line.
So it was a business decision, really. It wasn't like, oh, this is missing for the market, but you...
Both.
You had... All right.
There was a lot of things missing, of course, because now you're bringing me everything and you're saying, this is not working. Why? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm on the other end as a manicurist, so I see a lot of the products that I'm using because I don't have my own product. I know what's missing and what needs to be done. Mm-hmm. So both of them, on both ends, and that's why I created my own line.
So what are some of the most unique products from your line? I love your nail polish remover.
That is the best product.
It is phenomenal.
The world for nail polish, in realm of nail polish removers.
It's won a ton of awards.
I've never seen anything like it. Yeah, it has. It's great. Oprah loves it. I mean, a number of Bronner Wolf from Harper's Bazaar couldn't stop talking about it. Like, it's everybody. I love it. It's the best product I have.
And your shades are really cool. They're very, like, you know, creamy and bright. You have a very, like, big range of shades. Mm-hmm. What's one of the most famous? Like, what are some top shades?
Shirley was the best-selling color forever. It's like a red, and Shirley is my mother's name, so it's like a hideous name for nail polish.
No! But,
and my mother said to me, she's like, what is this? I don't like red. And then she had a red truck. She had wore red nail polish for years. She was like, I like gold. Why would you name red after
Shirley
me?
Too. Fine. Do another one, Mom.
But yeah, Shirley was the number one for a long time, a very long time. And it still sells well, but Leap of Faith, which is a sheer pink, does really, really well. I have one now in green with Envy, which is more like a neon sort of green. A lot of people love, and I don't know why, Solange has it now in her Saint Laurent store. So we're working on a project together, too. I'm excited about that. And a couple of collabs with a few celebrities, so.
Very cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
You're starting a training program for those who want to be pro artists. Can you just tell us about that quickly?
Yes. So the art of becoming a freelance artist, it's more of a class. It's an online class. And maybe I'll do some. I'm very shy, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to get out there and stand up in front of 100,000 people and talk. But I may. But right now it's going to be an online class. And it's really just a basic training class on how to become an artist in the industry, or how to perfect your craft, and how to sort of set your path and follow it, how to follow it and not stray and leave, you know, your path or your goal to stay on board.
Is it just for manicurists? Or?
Absolutely not. It's manicurists, hairdressers, makeup artists, stylists.
It's so necessary.
Wants to be in the industry.
So the career building side of it, not the technical detail. Got it.
Exactly.
And so is that on your website? Where could people
sign up? It's not on there yet. It will be on there July 15th. Mm-hmm. The class will be up and running by July 15th.
Can people follow you on Twitter or Instagram? Like, where can they get information? Because I just know that people listening to this who are in the beauty world, who are freelance, are going to be hungry for this information.
Yes. My Instagram and Twitter tag is at Bernadette Nails. And Facebook is the Bernadette Thompson Nail
Collection. Sound like you're wrapping it up. We can't wrap it up. We have to do the spill.
Oh, my God. Of course. I mean, you brought this amazing pink clutch.
Yeah, we'll put all those on the website, but we just want to see what's inside.
Yeah. Bern brought this amazing pink clutch.
I don't have a lot of stuff, and I didn't want to fake it and say
We had someone once, I was sure it was prop styled.
Right.
We want the real stuff.
So look, I have a Mont Blanc pen that I love.
She's holding up a big
pen. I love, but this is my big pen. It's a fine point, and I have to say, I love it.
Bern is keeping it real. I love it.
I'm keeping it real.
She is not trying to BS us.
I got hand cream.
Her Bern hand cream.
What is it called, the hand cream?
Nick Tuck.
Oh, she's like used almost all of it, so she really likes it. She's using her own stuff.
Amazing.
Okay.
Bernadette handed in a cuticle cream.
What's gotta keep those cuticles tube there.
This is my little MAC lip balm.
Her lip conditioner. She's using that too.
My tampon.
Nice. Need those. Right. Playtex. Gotta keep it.
This is like a lip gloss that is. Oh, this is MAC. This is my MAC lip gloss.
Okay.
I got a couple of bottles
of juicy red. Oh, it's spiced tea. Ooh. Oh, my gosh. Her garage door opener. That's a key fob. What are those?
These fell from, on Biggie's birthday, they did the tribute to Biggie's birthday, and these fell from the ceiling.
Oh. This is Biggie confetti?
It is, and it meant so much to me because I loved him so much.
Because you just
went,
you did all of the nails for the Bad Boy Reunion.
I did all the girls' nails.
I feel like you're a little magpie because it has that texture in silver. Like, you love a good, like, a texture.
I could do something with it. Yeah. Maybe I'll do some face nails for the next date, which is July 1st.
Oh, and it has good memories.
Got a lighter in here.
This is great.
I have one eyelash. I think I pulled it off in a car when I was parking in the garage.
You know that was a good night when there's just like one eyelash sitting in the bottom of the bag.
I think she has a USB. What's on the USB? I want to know what's on the USB.
Where do you see a USB?
Look.
Oh. Secrets.
I know.
This is like. And then some neon polishes from MAC and your top coat, it looks like. What's that?
This is not MAC, my dear. That's Bernadette Thompson.
Oh, I was looking behind.
I love this one.
By the way, I had this bottle first, like 6 years before MAC changed theirs.
The MAC bottles are very recent.
Yeah, they were square.
Interesting. Good spill.
I know. This is like, I think this might be my favorite spill.
Really?
Just because it's like it's real, and I love the confetti. And the tampon and the eyelash.
Thank you so much.
Thank
for
you.
On Fat
You're
Mascara.
Welcome. Thank you for
having me. It's time for Raise a Wand.
Raise a wand.
Red lipstick is a recurring theme on this podcast. Will I or won't I embrace it?
Yeah.
Daniel Martin has definitely like nudged me in that direction. Sir
look
John,
at me leaning forward. I'm getting
Sir
so
John
excited.
Has definitely pushed me in that direction as well. I have a summer red lipstick.
Ooh.
Poppy King came by the Cosmo offices. She is the founder of Lipstick Queen and was like, you need to be wearing red lipstick. And she told me about an existing one called Eden. It's a sheer red. She's called
sheer
a
red.
Snow White Sheer Red, and it actually has little tiny green sparkles. I know that sounds cuckoo. Little green sparkles in it that just give it added dimension.
It looks like a corally red almost.
It's like a corally red.
This is beautiful. So you've been wearing it?
It's beautiful, yeah. And it's creamy and translucent and fabulous, and it looks good on so many people.
Nice.
Yeah. What are you raising a wand to this week? Oh, that is glamorous.
A gold lash curler. This is from a new line that I'm sort of loving called Lash Star Beauty by makeup artist Tracy Murphy.
I love the name of the brand, Lash Star.
Yeah, she says she wants to be the Anastasia for lashes. So
there isn't one right now, so she's carved out a great niche.
So I always have issues with lash curlers because I think they pinch too much and I get that like bend in my lashes. So they're not curled. They're like L-shaped.
Oh, yeah.
I hate when people do that. So I've been looking and looking. This her lash curler, it like has a stiffer like motion to it, so you don't squeeze as hard, so you're just giving a gentle curl, not like a bend. And it's a really good shape for like an almond shaped eye.
Ooh.
Plus I think it's like coated in gold or something. It's still under $30, but there's like some gold involved, which is kind of fabulous.
And it looks great in your kit or your bathroom.
So Lash Star Beauty.
Very cool.
We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode, so I just want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter and at fatmascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
So profesh. Thanks for listening, guys. See you next week.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.